It's a new week. The old is gone, the new is here. It's time to shake off the past and prepare for a bigger future. Get your game faces on, grab a notebook, get ready to get focused and hit the week hard with your weekly fight plan. Each Sunday, you're going to get motivation, encouragement, and an occasional kick in the ass to propel you toward bigger success. Let's go. Imagine I'm holding your head underwater. You know, you're running out of oxygen. You're beginning to struggle for air. You know, 45 seconds goes by. You're battling with all your might to get your head out of the water for a quick sniff of the fresh air. Urgency, that's what it is. Urgency is what's making you do anything it takes to get air, to get oxygen. So guys, lack of leads in your business leads to mediocre results. If I had a nickel for every story I've heard about contractors who lose jobs because they lack urgency, I'd have a shit ton of nickels. Guys, think about how hard you would fight with your face under the water. As I'm holding your head under the water, somebody's holding your head under the water, and you would be urgent to get air. You'd be desperate to get air. You'd be hungry for the air. Yet, time and time and time and time again, I hear about guys, I hear story after story, like I just shared, that guys lack urgency. In fact, one guy I recently talked to, took him 10 days to get somebody a price for some small little landscape thing. It was like $5,000. It came on a referral, and he dragged his feet, and because he dragged his feet, he blew it. There was 5,000 bucks or whatever it was sitting there waiting for him, and he blew it. Or another guy I know dragged his feet picking up a deposit check for a project that he sold. After waiting 2 days, the client called somebody else and the sale drowned to death. All right? Guys, your customers hate to wait and they won't do it for very long. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying they won't wait to get on your schedule and or to wait once they're on your schedule, they'll wait a few months or whatever like that. The right people will. Okay? But listen, you know, one of the things we're going to be talking about a lot here in the contractor fight is getting your personal income to at least $100,000 a year. In fact, we've done several polls, surveys, whatever you want to call them, in all of our groups and email and this and that. And about 88% of the several thousand contractors that we have surveyed, about 88% do not make $100,000 a year. They don't take it home. And one of the reasons that they don't take $100,000 a year or more home is they lack urgency. People wait for you to call them back. They wait for you to come to the house and meet with them. They wait for you to send over the price or whatever it might be. They wait for you to call them back with a start date. They wait for you to finish the fucking job. They wait for you to come back if there's a problem. Okay? And every step of the way, you're lacking urgency. And so one of the things I want you to clearly understand here today is that time kills deals. There's no better time than right now to take care of the client. You got to remember that. Doesn't mean you have to work 24/7, 365 days a year and have no personal life and things like that. But listen, there are plenty of ways to act quickly and make sure that your customers feel great about the experience that they're getting with you. And you cannot delay this. Time kills deals. All right, so for example, one way that contractors kill deals is by not utilizing the time they have between the customer saying, hey, we want to hire you to do the job, and then the day of the start job. Okay, your customer needs to know that they still matter even if you can't start for a few weeks. And this waiting period is a great time to let them know what will happen through a series of autorespond emails or videos that you can shoot for them to fill that gap in time. And it's not that hard to do. It keeps the client engaged and excited about working with you, and it's gonna minimize the buyer's remorse that they had with you. Many guys will sell a great job, they can't get to it for a month or two, and then they'll lose it because they go radio silent, they go dark for those couple months, and then they call the day before and say, hey, we're coming tomorrow with the crew to do your job, and they go, oh, we didn't hear from you, so we hired somebody else. All right, so I want to give you a couple examples of things that you can send people to urgently make sure that you're not allowing time to kill the deal here. So let's say somebody hires you to do the job. You can shoot them. And guys, you could set this up. There are CRMs out there and autoresponder type things. All right. That's not what this podcast is about, but the tools are out there. So first email might be like, hey, Bob, thanks for choosing to partner with us on your project. There's a lot that happens behind the scenes between now and the day we start your job. Over the next few weeks, we're going to keep you posted as to where things are at in the schedule, if there's any weather delays that we have, things like that. We're also going to give you some great tips to help you get ready for the project. Until then, you're on our mind. We just want you to know that. Take care. Guys, it's just simple. And then a few days later, or maybe another example would be, hey, Bob, here's a link to an article that we wrote. You know, after working with over 1,000 homeowners or 5,000 homeowners like you over the last several years, you know, it's some advice that past clients have given about how to maintain some sort of sanity in the home while your project is happening. All right. If you want to add to this list, let us know. Now you're engaging them. Okay. Another great thing, guys, to make sure time isn't killing your deal is to record some videos. All right. You know, it could be simply like, you know, hey, you do shoot like a selfie video. Hey, Bob, you know, we're planning to come out to your place in about 10 days or 2 weeks. I just want to show you what we got going on behind the scenes. Here's Jerry. He's the guy that does all the scheduling. Jerry, say hi. Hey, Bob, how you doing? All right. And this is where our schedule board is. And guys, just bring them behind the scenes a little bit and engage them that way. It only takes 30 seconds. All right. It's really simple to do. There's also an app out there called that I use called Bonjoro, Bonjoro, I think, .com. Bonjoro.com. It's affordable. You put their email in there. You shoot them a quick video, and it tells you when they've opened it and when they've watched it and all that other stuff. So that's a cool tool. I'm not an affiliate or anything like that. Just something that I use. Okay. So guys, another example of getting people what they want right now is to create content on your website that addresses those needs. All right, say it's the weekend, say it's out of town. But if somebody's on your website, they should be able to schedule an appointment with you, a phone call or an estimate for those of you that run out and do that. All right, so put a schedule now feature on your website or put an FAQ page, frequently asked questions. How long does it take to get out here? What's your process look like? Whatever, and you can shoot some videos around that, okay? Instead of them playing phone tag with you and waiting for you to see the form that they filled out on the website and all this other crap, okay? Your website should engage people. So guys, hopefully you're getting the point from a couple of these examples here today that about how time kills deals. And so when you think about your clients and their needs, and then you act urgently, you're going to save dozens of deals a year. And those will always have the potential of becoming an army of word of mouth marketers for you and return clients and great additions, you know, to your client database, because you are setting yourself apart as being an expert. And you're also setting yourself apart as somebody who is going against what is typically the contractor experience. And that's, well, I got to wait. Okay. In fact, it reminds me, I did a Facebook poll. I had an employee years ago. She did a Facebook poll at a mom's group that had 20,000 moms in it in a city. And we got hundreds of replies. And she posted in there, what do you hate most about contractors? It wasn't the work. It was, there was like no complaints about the work. It was, takes them forever to return a call. Takes them forever to get me a price. Takes them forever to get the job scheduled. Takes them forever to come back and fix something. Guys, this is the low-hanging fruit. And when you take care of this low-hanging fruit and you attack this stuff with urgency, like you're fighting for oxygen, that is going to get you to that $100,000 income level, or maybe you're already at $150,000 and you want to get to $250,000. Okay, whatever your next big jump of income is personally for you and profit in your businesses and stuff, guys, it's those that play the game with urgency. Okay, there's no better time than right now to connect with people, to return that phone call, and on like the things that we've talked about. All right, hey, what's going on? You know, you can't live in America without bringing home at least $100,000 a year. Oh, Tom, that's not true. I make it on $35,000 a year. I just live frugally. Guys, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about living a life where you can bank money, you can pay for the shit that your kids need, you can go on a vacation, you got money for taxes, you have money to grow your business, you have money to allow your spouse to stay home if that's what you choose to do, you have money to actually, you know, just go beyond scraping by, right? Guys, you need 100 grand at least to live in America, and you deserve that. And I've been there by myself. I've been on the verge of all hell breaking loose. I've been bankrupt, and I've been on the other end of it. And I'll tell you, it's much better to make more money than it is to not make money. And part of bringing respect back to the trades is paying yourself a fair reward for the work that you do. Other professions make far more than $100,000 a year, and nobody questions them. So why us? Why is it that contractors, over and over and over, continually settle for less than that $100,000 minimum when they operate a business? All right, guys, I've led more contractors out of debt than any other coach. I've led more contractors to making more than $100,000 a year within a year, no matter where they're at, okay, than any other coach. I can hear you now, Tom, I can never make 100 grand, not in my neighborhood, not in my trade, not in my city, not with all the illegals. That's BS, man. Well, listen, I want to tell you about a new program that we have coming up called the 100K Contractor, and there's a wait list for it right now. Okay, so this is early July 2019 that I'm recording this, and at the end of July 2019, we're going to open this baby up. And I want to encourage you to simply check out the website, thecontractorfight.com/100K. You go there, check that out right now, and right now it's just a wait list. You add your name to the email and you get an update. Just put your name and email in, you'll get an update when we release it. But guys, it's gonna be a kick-ass program that's gonna help the guy who's not yet making 100 grand get to that 100 grand mark in the next year. We're gonna cover every area of the business: sales training, leadership, marketing, monthly call with one of our financial coaches, and on, you'll have some access to me once a month on a group call, and I'll give you the details. Just go to thecontractorfight.com/100K to get the update when we put it out. You guys rock, and we'll talk to you next time. So listen, I got some homework here for you today as you go into the week. I want you to brainstorm, sit down with your team, or if it's just you or your dog, I don't give a shit. Sit down and brainstorm all the ways your customers wait on you. Then simply create a plan to close those gaps in time and keep them engaged with you. And like I said, it could be content you've already created and you repurpose over and over and this and that. Okay, and then ask yourself again on that note, what content can I create for these clients that will work over and over and over and over again? For instance, you know, you might shoot a video that says, hey, thanks so much for deciding to move ahead on your project with us. We're excited to come out and blah, blah, blah. Just want to introduce you to the people behind the scenes, you know, and show you what happens between now and the day that we show up. You know, we have a pre-planning meeting, you know, where we go over upcoming jobs and we address any warranty issues that we might have, and we make sure that we can stay on schedule and make any changes due to weather and things like that. You know, then we hand it off to one of our foremen who will reach out to you. You guys get what I'm saying here. I'm not going to beat this to death. All right, but the point is, brainstorm all the ways that people wait on you, create a plan to close those gaps in time, keep them engaged, and then figure out what other content do I need to create, preferably video, okay, because it's more personal, that you can use over and over and over. All right, listen, you guys rock. Don't forget, play with urgency. What have I said before? I said you got to market like your next meal depends on it, but you got to sell like you're independently wealthy. So I want to encourage you to market every day like your next meal depends on it. Market with urgency, not desperation. Market with urgency, and then find all the ways that you are allowing time to kill your deals and hurt your business, hurt your chances of succeeding and growing and reaching the goals that you want to reach. You guys rock, and I will talk to you later on The Contractor Fight. I'm out.
Want some fight swag to wear? simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.